This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Good afternoon, St. Louis. DGS on KMOX. Happy Friday to everybody. I think Friday nights are my favorite. Everyone has like a favorite, right? And
yeah.
I mean, I love any weekend, day or night. But by the time Sunday rolls around, you're like, you know, you can see it on the horizon. Yeah. You can see the dark at the end of the tunnel. Friday night, you got, it's like summer vacation when you're a kid. You know, like you get out of summer vacation, like you're never going back. You're not going back to that hole. And the same thing happens on Fridays. You're like, I don't have a real life. This is what I do.
Yeah.
The gift of hope.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Well said. That's Brad Young. He's hanging out with us. You don't have any ice in your pockets, do you?
I wish I did. Just in my veins.
Did you guys comment about this? Did you talk about it?
No, it's
not
so
on
hot.
Air, no.
The air is off, like completely off.
Yeah.
And of course, in October, it's 85 degrees. And it is, what would you guess it is in here?
117.
Right? I'd say 78, maybe.
No.
I'm guessing 85.
Yeah. You think?
85.
Yeah, I would say like 83 to 85 is what it probably is in
Studio. If it's 85, then I'll be sweating through the shirt here soon.
Yeah.
You will be. Wow. I was sweating through my jeans. So don't sit down in that chair, Dave.
Right. Not without some wipes.
Oh, gross.
I mean, it's just for the sweat.
Butt sweat, though.
Yeah. What else would it be?
That's not good.
We can stop this one right here. Yeah, we can probably talk about something else. How about that Missouri tarantula?
Hey!
You don't want one of those things.
I wouldn't mind seeing one of those.
You don't want
in the
one
yard.
Of those on your chair.
Yeah.
I had no idea that existed.
What?
The Missouri tarantula.
Oh.
I wonder if that's just a euphemism or if they really are.
You mean like the Arkansas barking
right,
spider?
Yeah.
It's like the river.
We went right back to the same topic. Did you notice that?
Dude, try to control these people, Brad.
I know.
Amy, you got that joke.
I guess. Here's my gift to radio. I ruin everyone. I ruined Dave Murray. I ruined Cusimano. Amy was the sweetest person.
I know, and now she's laughing at barking spider jokes.
Yeah. Yeah.
She's making wet seat jokes.
The Missouri tarantula. It's a euphemism.
Yeah, that'll be my prison nickname.
Tarantula Dave.
Here comes Missouri tarantula. Oh, God. And you had a tarantula.
I did as a kid. I had a pet tarantula, and it ate crickets and freaked out my mom. And that's why, really, truly why I liked it.
Would you play with it?
Take it out. Oh, sure.
Yeah.
What was
yeah.
his name?
I don't remember his name.
Spidey.
I don't remember. But I had him probably for almost a year before he died. But
natural causes?
I don't know. Maybe it was that.
Your mom sneaks in.
Leaving him in the basement when it got down in the 30s. Maybe that had something to do with it.
But they don't like the cold.
No, they do not. But I caught it myself in Mexico. But,
get out.
You can't do that.
Well, as long as you don't get caught. I mean,
you probably get away with a lot. We've talked about this.
Now we know why we have the Missouri tarantula.
Yeah.
Yes.
Brad Young. It didn't die.
How
it just,
did you get
it was set
customs?
Free.
I caught it. I put it in a jar, hid it in the car, came across the border.
Drove, yeah.
Yeah. No problem.
Dude, in the 70s, you could do anything, right? Was this the 70s?
Oh, yeah. This nose is
80s.
80s.
You could get away with a lot of this, too.
No problem.
Yeah, you can't bring back a kumquat.
I know. I'm hauling back tarantulas in the car. You know, I got a bunch of snakes in the trunk.
Wow.
I had a tarantula and a paperweight, and that was too much for me. I would look at it and just go running out of the room.
Like a glass?
Yeah.
Like what? I forgot. That was a big thing for a while.
It was.
Yeah.
And if you held it up like this, you could see its fangs. I'd just like drop it and run.
Well, you're good company because in the movie Dr. No, Sean Connery refused to have a tarantula touch his body. So there's a scene where the tarantula's crawling on its body, and they had to put glass over Sean Connery.
I thought he was supposed to be a tough guy.
He was supposed to be a tough guy, but he said, no, I won't have that thing touch me. So there's glass there.
You what know, a softy.
It's not a surprise that Brad Young was smuggling tarantulas across the southern border because he has lived a life of crime. Did you know he invented check kiting?
Oh, please.
Really?
Yes.
I did know this, actually.
Okay, very quickly. I was a paper boy, like in the eighth grade. I was delivering newspapers in lovely West Frankfort, Illinois.
Oh, know it well.
And so I'm delivering papers, and I had a checking account. And it occurred to me,
You're how old?
I'm 12.
Oh, for the love of God.
And I had this checking account with my newspapers, and it occurred to me that I had like, I don't know, at one point I had like $500. And I realized that if I took that $500 and wrote a check to bank number two, mm-hmm. that I would then have $1,000 to collect interest on this checking account. And then if I took bank number two and wrote a check for $500, I would have $1,500 that I could be getting all with just a $500 investment. So I go to my coal miner dad and I said, Dad, I got this great idea. And I explain it to him and he goes, I don't know what you're talking about. Just go back to watching Scooby-Doo.
Right.
And so so then it wasn't until I got to law school that I'm sitting there and in financial instruments class in law school, they described this as check kiting. I thought, Shazam, I invented this.
Yeah. That's awesome.
Isn't that awesome?
Your dad was a coal miner?
Yeah.
That's pretty cool. How did it treat him? Did he end up with like black lung or anything like that?
He had a little bit of black lung, not much. But the coolest part was I got to go down in the coal mine multiple times.
Yeah.
And now I think, boy, that was OSHA compliant there. Right. You know? Oh, we got 12-year-old kids running around in a coal mine.
Oh, yeah.
But it was so cool in the bottom of a coal mine. 650 feet down, which is as far down as the arch is high. Mm-hmm. And he'd go down there. I'd go down there on a Sunday. Run around the bottom of a coal mine, no supervision.
Wow.
Nobody's with me, just me checking it out. But the feeling of knowing that there's 8 billion tons of rock above you.
Couldn't do it.
And it's completely and totally dark,
mm-hmm.
silent.
Oh,
it was a very cool experience.
Yeah.
This is
Did you do that? You said you couldn't do that?
I couldn't do it. I would want to do it. I would love to have that experience. But, and it's... Even if it were a huge space, mm-hmm. so it's not the classic claustrophobia, just the 650 mm-hmm. feet between me and air, that would probably be too much for me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, dumb. How do miners go down into a coal mine?
Well, it all depends on the type of mine, but all of them...
They have slides.
Exactly. No, it's like the Batman pole, yeah. you know, where you're sliding down. But this one in Southern Illinois, most of them are deep, and so there's just elevators that go down.
Oh,
and you go down on an open cage elevator.
Wow!
And so then you can see the light disappearing as you're going further and further down. It's a very surreal experience.
Yeah,
I've become a scaredy cat in my old age. I really have. Like, I'm obsessed with trains. I will like sit mm-hmm. and watch the show Mighty Trains by myself for hours. And the bullet train is like the Mamba Jamba, and Rach has been on it several times. And she's like, oh my gosh, you have to go to Japan and take the bullet train. I'm not sure I could. Even though it's very safe and it has a great record, and I can understand.
It's super smooth when you're on
it. But it's just the fact that it's going 200 miles an hour. And
what about... what about the channel? Knowing that the English channel is above you.
No way,
really?
Not a chance. Nope, couldn't do it. Could not do
no
it.
No tunnels?
What
about the ones that go
ones?
Under mountains?
Yeah, I go under those, but I kind of hold my breath.
So there's one I didn't know Switzerland was famous for tunnels. I had no idea. There's one that is 53 miles long.
Oh,
that's a long tunnel.
That's not even a long tunnel. I mean, that's just a deep earth.
That's a lifetime.
Yeah. No.
You find dinosaurs in
that's
there.
That's just where you live.
Yeah.
You guys have any unnatural fears?
Mm.
No.
Don't look at Kevin.
I know it.
I'm not going to say anything.
Never what? Felt fear. What does it seem
no,
like?
No, I just don't. I like.
No phobias?
No, it's something like a fear would be like, something that happens to a family member. Like, that's it. I don't have any, like, I'm not afraid of heights. I'm not afraid of depths. I'm not afraid of water. I'm not afraid of spiders or snakes or.
I took all his phobias.
Yeah.
They all transferred over.
We
to
even
me.
Each other out.
Yeah. That's nice of you.
Clowns?
No.
Ghosties?
No. I haven't seen one.
The devil?
If I saw him, it might be scary. The devil.
The man in black, the devil.
Oh, I took another drink.
Oh, no. The dog coffee?
The soap cup.
Yeah, I got my mistake, I got something out of the little rinser where we were supposed to wash our coffee mugs.
Yeah.
Filled it up with some Red Bull, and it tastes a lot like Dawn.
Mm.
A little bit of ash. So.
No, that's...
Better that it tastes like soap than...
I guess.
Whatever else could have been in there for days.
Not good. So we're within a couple of years of each other, right?
Yeah.
The age thing?
Absolutely.
We're both follically challenged. Here's what sucks about being an older man is that I have no hair in my head. but I'm covered everywhere else. And today I kept noticing, I kept thinking someone was sneaking up on me on my right-hand side, and it was just a stray whisker. Just coming, not where my beard should be, but where like my eye starts. Yeah. And I'm like, you got,
that's
come
the
on.
Best.
Yeah, I get those.
Kid me.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Every now and then, like, I don't have a hair between my eyebrows and the back of my head. Except every now and then, I'll wake up with a 3-inch hair coming out
of
the...
Oh, you get the wild hair.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly. Like, I could cut it in half and part it in the middle.
Like the Gerber baby.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah.
Yeah. Huh. Part it to the side one day, go the other way.
Like Marty Feldman's
it's
hump.
It's just a reminder.
There's something different about you.
Hey, look what you don't have.
Yeah.
One of these.
Huh. Great.
When did you start losing your hair?
19.
Yeah, me too.
Really? 19. Oh, yeah. I was bald at 19. So
really?
That's why it doesn't bother me because I've dealt with it.
It's been so long.
But, you know, if a guy's in his 50s and starts losing his hair, he's freaking out, you know?
Yes.
My freak out time was over 30 years ago.
That's true.
So,
yeah.
Why do I care?
You ever thought about shaving it?
You know, I've had those questions. I don't know. I could. It wouldn't bother me.
Yeah.
I don't know. Whichever's easiest.
This is pretty
easy. That's a good, that's a pretty good way to look at
it. That's pretty easy. Doesn't bother me, though. Either way.
That's all I had for the whole show.
All right.
That's it.
Hey, see you guys Monday.
I will say I'm not sorry.
No, you're fine.
Tell your story. Let's go.
She took me literally.
I'm not very observant. If you ask me about certain people, if they're bald or if they have a mustache, I'm like, I don't know. Like,
really?
It's weird. Yes.
You're face blind.
Yes, no, I am.
Yeah, that's the term, face blind.
Thank you. It's so real.
Sometimes we call that rude.
But it's blind, awful, I guess, because like I cannot recognize people. There are people that I'll see like 6-7 times. When I worked at Fleet Feet, a shoe store, it was a huge issue because you sit right in front of the person. They're sitting on a bench. You sit on the floor. You take off their shoes. You're talking to them. So it's, 20 minutes has gone by.
I had a job like that, but it was with my uncle. Go on.
Okay. I go back, I get the shoes, and I come back out on the floor. I don't know which customer I've been working with. Like, ooh. I'm just completely...
So it's a real thing.
It's a real thing. It's one of the more stressful things. If I'm meeting, like, Mason Jar or a family member at a restaurant, I tell them, when you see me walk in, you hold up your arm.
You don't recognize Mason Jar?
I do, but it's like, I have to look at people's faces too long.
Wow.
It's really awful. It's one of my worst... That's a fear.
Can you picture people in your mind?
Some people, but then...
picture Ranji.
I can picture Ranji because he's got the hat and glasses.
Yeah.
But I don't want to like name people, but like if you said, is this person bald or not? All of a sudden, I can't remember. I don't know. I don't know.
Mm.
But I will say that's a real fear because it's a panicky feeling. So I do. Mason Jar knows if I'm looking for him, he has to raise his arm because I'll have to stare at people's faces too long.
That's weird.
It's awful.
It's your whole life?
Yeah.
You just didn't realize it when you were little? Like you just thought everybody...
Yeah, I was like, man, I'm not good with names. It's like, no, I am good with names. I'm not good with faces.
I thought maybe it was a reaction to playing with people's bare feet.
Gross. That
kind of dissociate.
Yes.
You know, that all of a sudden now you're done after after playing with their bare feet.
Ew.
Yeah.
DGS. I have a couple of beefs with a couple of people.
Yeah,
the first one's my own company. I can say this. I've been doing this 24 years. What are they going to do to me? But we have to do like these corporate videos and things and take tests and whatnot. And it's fine. I get it. Like Brad and I are lawyers. We understand. You got to cover your ass. I understand. It's the way they do it. And it's all about, I've always been like this. I can learn most things super fast. I read really fast. I retain things very quickly, or I'm not going to learn it at all. Like anything involving math, sit me down forever and I'm not going to understand algebra. But the stuff I can't understand, I understand pretty quickly. And this today was the harassment one, which I feel like I shouldn't be able to skip because I work with Ranji. he's always throwing Amy off a bridge somewhere or something. Like, you know. But the thing that bothered me the most is they would give you a page and it would have literally 3 sentences. And they would make you watch it for 60 seconds.
Mm-hmm.
And like you couldn't move on from it.
Mm-hmm.
It's so frustrating. Although I did watch the video and I kind of got into the story.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Watch the video? Right?
Well, on last year's, I did. I haven't done mine this year yet.
Yeah.
Last year's, though,
it was
where
drama
like, the
filled.
Girl went to dinner with the boss.
Mm.
And the boss was very attractive and young, and he asked her out, and then, I mean, inappropriate proposition, but she probably considered it.
Yeah, this one, there was a guy kept asking a coworker out, and she kept saying no, and he just kept showing up places, and after a while, I gotta admit, I forgot I was watching a corporate harassment video.
He's like, man, I hope this has a good ending.
Wait, where's this one going?
Is this gonna have season two?
It's like a Lifetime movie.
He's like, what happens to these people?
This guy's not getting the message.
It's like,
stop asking her, Bob.
Those are the days of our lives.
I did get one wrong, though. Question, which was click all of the things
that apply
that you should report it to HR. Mm. And one was like pretty blatant. You know, I saw someone grab someone's butt. And then the other one was whatever it was. And the other one was I heard a rumor.
Oh.
Yeah. You know, I missed that one.
Yeah.
I did miss that.
I only got it right because you told me you got it wrong.
Oh, it's good for you.
Yeah.
No, it's like I heard a rumor that Wheeler's been hitting on Andrew. And I'm like, well, I don't think a rumor mill is.
Yeah.
And they're like, nope, that counts.
I missed that one. I did miss that
really?
One.
Really?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So if you hear any rumors.
Oh, man.
I mean.
Steve, the meetings with Steve are about to get real interesting.
much longer.
HR departments all over the country are going to be overwhelmed.
You're like, I heard a rumor that Ranji said he's going to throw me off a bridge. Who'd you hear that from? Ranji.
Yeah.
I heard a rumor that Wheeler's been hitting on Andrew. I heard it from Glover. It was on air, but who knows?
Yeah, who knows?
Who knows?
And then I'm mad at Spectrum because I'm on some sort of a notice for Spectrum for my mom because she had Spectrum. And my mom's been gone for 2 months now and told them immediately. Mm. And they're like, well, we need a death certificate. But you need to kiss my butt because I don't owe you anything. They're like, well, we'll shut your mom's cable off. Oh, God, don't do that. I mean, she's in Wanda's cemetery. The house is empty. Please don't turn the cable off. Like, what? This is the worst threat ever.
So we actually had this conversation in 2019 because I had a horrible experience with a local cable company that not only like was billing me for cable that I had shut off, but then like every time I called it was like in Star Wars where they try to unlock one door and they hit it and then another door shows up and locks, and now
R2, there's another door locked.
Yes, yeah, that's what would happen. They would send me another bill, and then I would get calls while I was on the phone with them, not only asking how was my customer experience, but also that they would be sending me to bill collectors. So I talked about this on air. We had so many people call in who had spouses or parents die, and it was hurting like credit scores.
Wow.
And it'd been 6 years or 7 years. I mean, horrible, horrible story. And the only reason I got mine taken care of is because I was able to talk to someone who went to school with someone who was very high up in that company. Otherwise, I would have been no luck.
Hmm. How about that?
I was very.
You name the company on the radio?
Accidentally.
Oh, you should have. That'd be good.
Yeah.
Maybe get your stuff together, company.
Yeah.
I had a client call me about that just last week, that they had a deceased parent and they were getting bill collection from a deceased parent. And what should I do? And I said, shred it. Throw it away. You don't have to do anything. You have no legal obligation for the debts of your parents.
There you go. That's what my attorney just told me.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
So I'm excited. Yesterday I saw Andrew carrying a little cereal, you know, like a little single serve cereal thing. And I'm like, oh, are they selling those at E-Mart now? Like, no, I brought this from home. And Rach heard me say it. And so she's getting us variety packs.
Ooh.
Remember the magic of those as a kid?
Love those.
And for some reason, my parents thought I was like on meth or something. Like, they thought I was taking advantage of them. You know, you're not going to eat the sugar smacks. Like, well, no one eats sugar smacks.
Eat those corn pops, though, man.
I was just going to say, like, they always had Apple Jacks in
them. Apple Jacks.
Those were good.
Loved those.
No, nobody eats Apple Jacks.
Yeah, they were good.
Apple Jacks.
They got away.
Come on.
Listen, the last one left was always Raisin Bran.
Oh, I love Raisin Bran.
I know, but it was always the last one left.
It's funny. I didn't realize cereal was such a separator of people.
Yeah.
Yeah, I always had the boring cereals. I've never tasted Captain Crunch.
Oh, really? No.
I've never tasted Fruity Pebbles.
That was my go-to.
Cocoa Puffs?
Cocoa Puffs.
Count Chocula? None of that, huh?
None of Chocula.
Fruity Pebbles? Okay. Cocoa Pebbles?
Nope.
None of the Flintstone cereals. What's interesting is we weren't anti-Pebble, but instead of Cocoa Pebbles, we had Cocoa Puffs. And instead
Those are
of
good too.
Fruity Pebbles, we always did Trix.
Yeah.
We were Trix
They're all the same.
Well...
Tricks are for kids.
I feel like the pebbles get pretty soggy.
Yeah.
So. But the two that were the kings were the peanut butter Captain Crunch and Lucky Charms.
See, just too sweet.
Oh, yeah. So good.
Hey, didn't they come out with Lucky Charms just the marshmallows?
Yeah, they did. That's a little bit much.
Yeah, I remember I begged for cream of wheat.
What?
Oh, that's so sad.
I know. There's something, the advertising, the little pat of butter on top and the little steam coming off and the kid and he just came in from the cold.
Yeah.
I just begged for it and I got it. It was just slop.
Yeah.
Ugh. Just awful.
You know, but it did look really appetizing because they would stir in that strawberry jelly or whatever. And you were like, oh, that looks appetizing. Cereals were Cracklin' Oat Bran. And grape nuts.
Those are good, actually.
Oh, yeah.
Grape nuts are amazing, but you need to put sugar on them.
Recommended by dentists everywhere.
Yeah. The Cracklin' Oat Bran is actually good.
So you're sugar like snacks girl?
Cookies.
Yeah, I'm weird. I like all kinds of cereal, really. I like the plain stuff. I like the super sugary stuff.
Do you eat it much these days?
No, I haven't had cereal in years, actually.
You know what I would buy right now if they still made it? Alphabits.
100%.
Remember Alphabits?
Oh, yeah, I forgot
those
about those.
Those were so good.
Those were good.
Is that... Which one is... No.
Honeycomb.
There you go.
Honeycombs. Yeah, those are big. Yeah, those are good. I like those too.
They had the honeycomb hideout.
Yeah.
It's not small. No.
Yeah. Yeah, that's
it. It's got a big taste.
Cinnamon Toast Crunch,
classic.
It's good.
Well, you know the lore about Captain Crunch, the whistle that came in Captain Crunch cereal? You guys know about the lore on that?
Yeah.
No.
Absolutely true. Because I saw it happen. That back in the 70s, that whenever the phone testers wanted to test the phone lines, that they had a tone generator that they would carry. And it just so happens that the whistle in Captain Crunch cereal was the exact same tone as what the utility lineman would use for AT&T. And so I saw this with my own two eyes, where you could blow the whistle into the phone, because back in the 70s, you remember, you had to pay long distance for anything, right? And it was a fortune. And so you blow the whistle, it puts it into repair mode, and you could call any place on the planet for free.
I'm sorry, I didn't realize Brad was a drinker.
This guy is a criminal mastermind. Yeah. He knows everything.
What?
Check kiting.
Petty criminal.
He's Brad Young.
This guy's, no, he's like a Bond villain.
This guy's a wildlife smuggler.
Wildlife smuggler. I'll put that on my resume.
Check kiting, international animal.
Phone fraud.
It's called phone freaking is really what it's called. That's a term.
I don't like that.
Wait, is it really?
Yeah.
I don't like that at all.
Freaking.
That's what Steve Wozniak and Steve Jobs did when they were founding Apple Computers, is they were doing phone freaking, where you could just make pirate calls anywhere on the planet for absolutely free.
How does that benefit them?
They don't have to pay a phone bill.
You
don't
have to pay any phone bills.
Is it spelled P-H-R-E-A-K?
Yes. I believe that's how you spell it.
But no, that was only if you're from Philadelphia.
She's got an angle here.
Yep, I can see it happening.
I haven't gotten back at you for hoity-toity, so one day.
I wish I would have enjoyed that more, that moment.
Yeah.
Brad, do you know what happened?
Leaning into me.
Brad, you have got to hear Dave's Irish accent.
Dave was telling me that he's like, I can't do, you know, a lot of things, whatever, but I can do a really good Irish accent. And I love the Irish accent. So I was I literally, like he said, I leaned into let me hear it.
She was expecting Liam Neeson.
Yeah. And she got, instead, she got what?
Hold on.
I fell for it. Hook, line, and sinker. I was so shocked.
No, what you're doing is you're doing Robin Williams when he was dressed as Mrs. Doubtfire.
Yeah.
That's what you're doing. That sounds like Robin Williams.
Amy spent like 5 seconds trying to figure out what the words were.
I was so ready to hear this Irish accent, and I was not expecting hoity-toity.
She's like, hoity, that must mean me. Toity must be
Irish for beautiful.
Yeah.
What was your dream last night?
I have a lot of weird dreams, but they usually are like kind of, to me anyway, short, little like vignettes. Mm-hmm. I had one that is the longest, most detailed baseball dream that I can ever imagine.
Were you drugged up?
In the dream, no. So I got called up to the Yankees.
Congrats.
Wow.
The third base coach and manager was my college coach.
Mm-hmm.
And he's giving me signs as I'm coming to the plate for my major league debut. And there's a runner on third base. And it's the playoffs because I got called up during the playoffs.
What were you doing before then?
The only part I remember was being in the dugout. And they're like, get your bat. You're going up. And I'm like, all right, cool. Let's go. And I get up there and the coach is putting on the signs. And I'm like, I don't know the signs. So I'm just going to get in there and pretend that I do. And I'm like, I think he maybe gave me a bunt sign. So I'm going to pretend that I'm going to bunt. Fake the bunt, ball one, great, awesome, beautiful. Ball two comes after that, foul ball, strike two. So now I end up in a full count. Like I'm living this in the dream. Like I remember every one of these details. And then I can't see the pitches. I cannot see them. I'm swinging at nothing because I can't see them because somehow there's a wall right behind mm-hmm. the pitcher that's obscuring everything. Even though nobody else can see it, I can see it. So on the last pitch, I just swung because I'm like, oh, I'm not going to strike out looking. And apparently I hit it somehow, and it was just like a little roller up the middle, single, wow. Scored the run. We won. Big celebration. We went to a party. I'm not even kidding you.
This wow.
Was, listen.
Even in his dreams.
In the dream. Wow. We go to a party at one of my teammates' houses, one of the players' houses, and then we lost our car somehow and needed to get a ride home from one of the other players' wives who drove me and my wife and my daughter home. And that's when I woke up. We were being driven home in a tiny little, what are those little smart cars?
Yeah.
Those little guys.
Even your dream's more successful than mine. I would have had a fish swim up my butt or something like that. Like, my dreams are never in successfully. Although yeah. I did have one. This has been years ago, but I still remember it. And I can't skate even a little bit. And kind of similarly, the Blues called me up to be on their team.
Yeah.
And it turns out I had an amazing talent for just getting trash goals right around. Yeah. Like, I just bounced and I'd put it in. And I became like the darling of Blues Nation.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. And that was really cool.
Yeah.
I was so sad when I woke up.
I had almost that same dream. Like for the Blues, too. Like, I had almost the same
now
thing.
Now he's taking this one.
No, but I did.
I got one dream.
And he's taking it.
He's taking it.
Yeah, it didn't go as well. That one was more of a disaster.
I never, ever have good dreams. Like, all of my dreams are bad, panic-inducing, wake up crying or screaming, all of them, except for, like, and I remember it because it's the only good dream I've ever had in my life.
Wow.
I was probably 11 or 12. And I had a dream that I had to clean out under my bed, which was a thing when you were a kid, like to clean out under your bed. And I found under my bed a bunch of Spanish doubloons. And I was like, oh my gosh, these are Spanish doubloons. This is worth so much money. And I woke up happy. It's the only time in my entire life
that I've ever had a good dream.
It's the worst. You wake up and you're like, oh my God.
I don't have any money and my bed's still messy. I didn't even know good dreams were a thing.
Hmm.
Like, I literally the only good, every other dream is like screaming, crying, or stressed.
Rach, wow. You were bringing up the good one that you get sometimes where you figure out like you can jump and almost fly and you just kind of like float. Those are fun.
Hmm. Very disappointing when you wake up.
I know. You wake up and you're like, I'm going to try it.
Yeah.
Although, doesn't
dang it
feel great when you wake up and realize your teeth didn't fall out?
No, there are some of those. Or like the ones where you're like, you're in school and you're not ready for the test. You wake up and you're like, oh God, thank God.
In your dream, if you ever have to go potty.
Yeah, that's
a
problem.
Go in your dream.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
a scary dream.
But have you ever been successful at knowing that you're dreaming?
Yeah.
And then dictating how the dream goes consciously, knowing I'm asleep. Has that ever happened?
When I was a kid, I would have night terrors. Yeah. And this probably stopped when I was about 10. But from about 6 to 10, I guess I just compensated by taking control of my dreams.
Huh.
And this is very dark, but it's the truth. In my dreams, I would jump off of buildings to wake myself up.
Yeah. Right.
And sometimes you would jump off a building and you would hit, and I would see my bedroom and then get sucked right back in. And there's Dracula. And I would realize I didn't jump off something high enough. It was terrible.
Oh,
it was terrible.
That's awful.
But I definitely know what it's like to lucid dream. And I lost that ability when I was 10.
Yeah. I usually have that. That's, I'm trying to think of the most common dream where I get, normally it's the, you're at a job and things are going, like, my dream will be I'm waiting tables and everything's going crazy, and then I'm like, wait a minute.
Mm-hmm.
I work in radio. Mm-hmm. I don't do this anymore. And I just walk out the door.
It's a great feeling.
Yeah, and he's like, I'm out of here. See you guys. I don't do this.
Yeah, when you realize, oh, I went to college.
Yeah, I'm done with that.
I don't have to do this anymore.
Yeah, it's definitely those. I have a lot of dreams of, for some reason, like, chasing someone or someone chasing me.
Ugh.
Like a movie chase. Like, you're running through the streets and you're going through the hotel and you're up the stairs and you're down the stairs. I have a lot of those. They're kind of fun.
And what does your therapist say about that?
I don't know, a therapist.
Oh, what?
Obviously.
I don't think there's any hidden meaning. I think Kevin just likes action movies.
I don't know.
And it's just
I think you're right, Rach.
He just gets to have
the
dream.
Because they're not stressful. I don't wake up like, oh, no. I wake up like, oh, that was an interesting story.
Imagine Wheeler in therapy.
No. Mm-hmm. That'd be fun to see, though.
Yeah.
I think the therapist would quit.
I think it would. Yeah, I think you're probably right. That's a good, yeah.
Just screaming at her.
Just like, you can't be that way. Like, oh, I am.
So, Rach, you wish you didn't have the laugh you had?
Yeah, I keep snorting whenever I'm laughing, and it's very embarrassing at times.
I think snorting when you laugh is delightful.
Yeah.
Yeah, until you like do it like 5 times in a row, and then it's like, all right, cut this out. This is.
Did you do it recently?
Yeah, because last night was that dinner for work. It was like the champion's dinner.
And yeah, Rach is a champion.
I was having a good time and laughing, and I kept snorting. I'm just like, stop.
Champions don't snort.
Yeah, try to seem cool for once in your life. Dang.
And not to rub it into all of the non-champions who work with us, but they sabered a champagne bottle
for
you?
They did, yeah. We were at this restaurant called Madrina in Webster. It was a very, very nice place, and they sabered a bottle of champagne.
What does that mean?
It was really cool.
This.
Big sword.
They take a sword and they remove the cord.
So they actually use a saber.
Mm-hmm.
It was very
neat.
Gotta
go there. That sounds like fun.
It was fun.
You think they'd let me do it?
Maybe.
I bet you. Yeah, I've done it. It's pretty easy.
Is it?
Once you get like the thing.
Is it an actual, like how long is the saber? Is
like
it
a saber.
Like a sword?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
You've done it before, Rachel.
I have. Yeah, yeah. George Mahey brought in a bottle of champagne for me. I was terrible at it. It took me like 20 tries. I did not find it easy.
This just sounds like a lawsuit to me. As I'm listening to this, everybody stand back.
Everyone should saber a champagne bottle at some point.
Yeah. I've always wanted to do the thing too where you smash it on a boat.
Tougher putt. One 52. Happy Friday from the DGS. Wheels, catch us up on the playoffs. Who's in? When are they playing? Ish.
All right. So now the wild card round is over.
Okay.
And if you guys are into the whole rooting against your enemies thing, the Brewers got beat last night in pretty dramatic fashion.
Mm-hmm.
Pete Alonso hit a 3-run homer in the 9th off their closer, Devin Williams, and then they finished it out in the bottom half of the 9th. So the Mets moved on. So the second round, the division series starts tomorrow, and you'll have 4 games. So you have baseball all day tomorrow if you want it. So in the National League, you've got the Mets and Phillies, so huge rivalry in the NL East.
Mm-hmm.
Both of them are big payroll teams. They don't like each other. That one's going to have a lot of stuff going on, a lot of fun. Padres-Dodgers, 2 teams that hate each other, same division, lots of money on both of those rosters, some big stars. So those series are both really fun, like really entertaining in that way.
That'll be a tough one for me because, like you, I hate the Dodgers,
yeah,
but I love some of their players.
Yeah, I mean, it's hard to hate like Mookie Betts and Shohei Ohtani.
And I think Schilt got the shaft in St. Louis, so I always root for him.
A lot of people rooting for Schilty, and you know they have had a really good bounce back year after a disappointing year last year. But it's a tough matchup because they don't really have the depth of starting pitching, the Padres, but neither do the Dodgers. The Dodgers maybe have one more reliable starter than the Padres, so. If it comes down to bullpens, I might actually bet on the Padres with their bullpen.
You know what else I forgot? I forgot how bad the Royals were last year.
Yeah.
106 losses?
So the Royals
last year, and they're good.
They play the Yankees. They won 86 games. So they won 3 more games than the Cardinals, and they're in the American League Division Series. So they got to play the Yankees, which also, by the way, is like an old-timey rivalry. You guys may not remember, but in the 70s, they hated each other.
Yes.
I showed Andrew some videos of that rivalry earlier today. And this is in the 70s where, like, Hal McRae did a barrel roll into the shortstop trying to turn a double play and literally knocked him 25 feet back toward the outfield and started a brawl. And these two teams were always, like, George Brett slid into third and as he stood up, punched Greg Nettles in the face. Like, it was just nonstop.
Yeah.
It won't be like that, but it's some fun history. But the Royals, you know, they did some interesting things in the offseason. They went out and they essentially redid, like the Cardinals, their entire pitching staff, but they spent the money on Seth Lugo and Michael Wacha, who are a little higher end than Kyle Gibson and Lance Lynn, And those three extra wins is all the difference. So now the Cardinals would have needed five, I think, or six to get in the National League. But yeah, maybe a couple different choices could have gone in a different direction. And then you've got the Tigers and the Guardians, so another division rival that'll be going at it. I didn't realize this, but those two franchises, I didn't know this until my buddy sent this to me, but Cleveland and Detroit have played each other more than any American League teams have played any other American League teams. So they've played each other over the history of the game more than the Red Sox have faced the Yankees, for example, cool. and all that. So
is there
pretty cool stuff.
Building any stadium in the country that you wouldn't wear a Cardinals jersey into or a Detroit Tigers jersey into?
No.
Any rivalries like that?
It's not that bad. It's only like that in football, really. You know, there have been some incidents that have happened outside of stadiums. Like, I can't remember. I think it was a Giants fan was seriously injured outside Dodger Stadium.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't think that's generally normal. I think that's just because there was one really horrible human being that did that. But no, I think it's pretty good anywhere.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.